Thank you. Before we go any further, I'd like to introduce to you a being who traveled a long distance to play for you here tonight. All the way from the year 2050, please welcome, on Syntax drum guitar, the Future Man.
Alright, how's everybody doing, alright? Yeah. It's good to see everybody, and you know what? Just in case you didn't know it, on the bass guitar tonight, we have Victor.
Here on the horns, our one-man horn section likes wearing his hair upside down. His name is Jeff Coffin.
Hey guys, how's it going? So finally a language we speak. Good. We have a funny accent though, don't we? So anyways, last but not least up here on the stage, we like to say in the States that he's done for his instrument what George Washington Carver did for the peanut. Yeah. Show him a little love on the banjo, Mr. Bela Fleck. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
To the very first record that we made. This is a little pair of tunes that went together. We started working on this in 1988. We just relearned it. It's called Mars Needs Women.
Come on, Lenny!
Future Man is a badass.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Future Man is a badass.
Yeah! Woo!
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I said it's great to be back here again, seeing you all again. Thanks for allowing us to come back. We do appreciate it. Hopefully we can do it again sometime soon. We love it out here. But before we go tonight, we want to. Was anybody here last time we played? Yeah! It was about, 18 months ago. Yeah! They're reminding me, I think we had just gotten a new president. And he hadn't had time to do much. And I forgot, but I apologized ahead of time for him at that gig. Just in case he was to do something rather silly. Yeah, call me psychic or call me just smart. Common sense. But anyway, I apologize once again. I will say that we don't all think like that, okay? I think there's a lot of proof in this room that we can get along better than our leaders have been proving that we can get along. Don't get me started. When our world leaders' names is Bush, Colin, and Dick. Need I say more? Nah, I'm just having a little fun. I love those guys. Don't agree with them, but I love them. Well, what I was going to say, yeah, I'm about to get Eminem to write another song. That's it. Okay, all right. Enough. Before we go, we want to give you the opportunity once again to listen to the Big Flex Home and play some solo banjo. He told me how he learned to play banjo. I never knew this. I don't know if you guys knew this, but he said he was a kid growing up in, was it Uptown New York? Uptown New York City, exotic place, Manhattan. And he said he used to go to this place, this diner, and on the menu they had a thing called Banjo Burger. And he said he, for many times, he didn't know what a banjo burger was, and one day he saved up his money and he went in and and he asked the guy to give him a banjo burger, and the guy said, "I don't think you want a banjo burger." And Baylor said, "Look, you know, just give me the banjo burger." And the guy kept telling him, "I don't think you really want a banjo burger, you know." And so Baylor talked the guy into giving him a banjo burger, and this guy brought out this huge, big thing, right? Big burger with all kinds of lettuce and secret sauce and just a juicy thing. And you know, it was bigger than Baylor was at that time. But Baylor took a bite of it, you know, and all the just gook just came out onto his shirt. And he was like, what is this stuff? And the rest of history. Thank you.
All you need is love.
said I was sorry.
Batman!
I want to remind you, you've been listening to Victor Lamont Wooten on the bass.
Thank you. Yeah.